A Haines working group will pursue a preschool senior center collaboration, and cleanup at the Tulsiquia Chief mine won't restart the water treatment plant. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories up next. The Haynesboro, Chilkat Valley Preschool, and members of the senior community have formed a working group to pursue collaboration between the preschool and senior center. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
A confluence of recent events have brought these two organizations together, working toward a potential agreement. The preschool has been given a deadline from the borough to move out of their current building. Earlier this year, representatives from the Haynes School said the preschool might be able to operate in that building. But when teachers and administrators spoke out against it, the school board voted not to give the preschool space. Around the same time, the board that has managed the Haynes Senior Center for decades ran out of money. They handed the keys over to the borough, which owns the building. Some members of the board were hoping that the borough would help them financially to continue managing the center. Here's Borough Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan.
The borough responded back that we couldn't make that happen right now. You know, that would have to go to the assembly, and it was a big request.
The borough is currently managing the center, and Ryan says there are limits to that. For example, if a group wanted to rent the center on a Saturday, that couldn't happen without the borough paying an employee overtime.
So we have been looking for some sort of joint use of this building to increase use and get somebody to manage it that would be in their best interest.
That's where the Chilkat Valley Preschool comes in. Here's how Ryan sees it, and this could change during talks with the newly formed working group. The preschool would manage the building, paying for its routine costs, but not paying rent to the borough. The building would serve as a preschool, senior center, and community rental space. On Monday, Ryan and representatives from the preschool and senior center held a meeting to gather input from seniors.
You know, you have seniors who are enthusiastically in favor of having the little ones there. You have seniors who don't care, and you have seniors who are passionately opposed to it.
Susan Tandy is a member of the senior center board. She is going to be involved in the working group, but not as a board representative. In fact, the Senior Center Board decided not to be involved in the working group at all.
Our board still has some unresolved issues with the borough. But another part of it is we no longer have a formal interest, like a vote.
Because the board doesn't manage the building anymore. Tandy says it's sad that the borough wasn't receptive to the senior board managing the center. But she's hopeful about this new direction.
I have, you know, the most perfect little boy who goes to Chilkat Valley Preschool, and nothing would make me happier than him having a lovely home in the same building where I spend a lot of time.
Tandy's grandson is a preschooler. She says it would be great to have the children there, but it would be a shame if the seniors were to lose any of their space. Cindy Jackson agrees. She works for Southeast Alaska Senior Services, a tenant of the center that runs the lunch program. She hopes the preschool can be part of the center without infringing on seniors' lunch and exercise space.
I've worked very hard for 2.5 years since I've worked here to make this a very active place for the seniors and an enjoyable place. And that room does get used, and it would just really hamper my ability to do my job and really take away some quality of life for the seniors.
The preschool doesn't want that to happen either. After going through a difficult ordeal with the Haynes School, preschool board president Alyssa Henry says they want to move somewhere where they're wanted.
I think it's just good that we've kind of joined forces now to come to the borough and ask for help, because it really is their job to support, you know, preschoolers and the seniors.
Henry says the preschool moving into the center would likely require building in addition. She says the sense she has gotten from most seniors is, as long as you don't take over our space, we'll support this. But not all the seniors feel that way. Joan Snyder says she uses the center about twice a week. She attended Monday's meeting about the preschool senior collaboration.
Well, I spoke absolutely against it. Not that I'm against preschool. I'm very much for it.
and I think it should be located at the school.
Snyder said she and other seniors are also worried about the building being too crowded and noisy. But with a deadline to move out of their current building by the end of this school year, the preschool will continue to pursue an agreement with the senior center. Henry says they hope to accomplish that without putting anybody out of their space. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
The working group's first meeting is tomorrow, and they hope to draw up a memorandum of understanding to present to the Borough Assembly. Canadian regulators say a mine about 40 miles northeast of Juneau has agreed to reduce pollution leaking into a nearby river, but it won't have to restart a water treatment plant many Southeast Alaskans want back in operation. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the latest on the controversy surrounding the Tulsiqua Chief Mine.
The British Columbia copper and gold mine closed in 1957 after 20 years of operation. Since then, two companies have developed plans to reopen it. In the meantime, acidic water bearing metals dangerous to fish have been draining into the Tulsiqua River. That flows into the Taku River, which hosts rich salmon runs caught by Alaska and BC fishermen. Current owner Chieftain Metals Corporation did install pollution control equipment several years ago, but it shut it down because of its high cost. Critics in Alaska want the provincial government to force the company to start it up again. But at least for now, that's not going to happen.
There are things that the company can do short of firing up a full water treatment plant at that site that will make a difference.
Bill Bennett is British Columbia's Minister of Mining and Energy, the equivalent of an Alaska departmental commissioner. His agency and two others recently notified the Tulsiqua Chief Mine that it's out of compliance with its provincial permits.
We have asked them for a plan showing us how they would make some changes there that would, you know, alleviate some of the issues, such as the spilled oil and in some cases some water going directly into the river. There are ways that they can divert that water. They can put it through settling ponds. There's a number of things they can do.
This is just kind of putting a Band-Aid on the issue or kind of dancing around the margins.
Chris Zimmer is with Rivers Without Borders, which has campaigned for transboundary mine safety for about 15 years. He says diverting more mine water into settling ponds won't do the job. That's because they're small and will eventually overflow.
So essentially what Bennett is saying is we're going to do a few minor things around here, but the biggest problem of this direct discharge of polluted water to the river, we're not going to be able to do anything about.
Bennett says his government is not giving up on the water treatment plant. It's told mine owners to prepare a plan for reactivation within 90 days. But he says forcing that to happen now could push Chieftain toward bankruptcy.
We want this company to be able to build a mine there so that they can operate this water treatment plant and pay for the improvements that are necessary.
The news comes as state and provincial leaders work on agreements giving Alaska a larger role in transboundary mine regulation. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott recently formed a citizens' advisory board that's helping draft a document to be submitted to BC officials. Bennett says he's already discussing some of its proposals. Advisory panel member Rob Sanderson Jr., who co-chairs the United Tribal Transboundary Mining Work Group, is one of its members.
I would hope that they would take our concerns to heart here in Southeast Alaska and, you know, start cleaning that mine up before they move on any other projects.
Bennett visited Chieftain's Tulsiqua site in August as part of meetings with state officials and regional business and community leaders. Afterward, he said what he saw was unacceptable and needed to be fixed. But then, as now, he cited studies he said show no long-term damage.
The indications are from all the tests that have been done by both sides, both Alaska and BC, that what's happening today is not currently endangering the water or aquatic organisms.
Zimmer of Rivers Without Borders says those tests are incomplete and inaccurate.
There's been no comprehensive studies. There is no scientific agreement that there's not a problem. The studies haven't been done.
He says research shows dangerous levels of copper and zinc, which harms fish.
The most recent study commissioned by Chieftain found levels of copper at the mine site exceeding BC standards by 1,000 times, levels of zinc 2,000 times. a mile and a half downstream of the mine, copper and zinc are still four, five, six times over the water quality standard.
Tulsiqua Chief's owners could not be reached immediately for comment. The Chieftain Metals website did not appear to include any response to the notices of violation or criticism from Alaskans. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.
For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.